is WRJX 359 Karen off of NV725 Repeater, acting as hub for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation takes priority, so please break in and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Break. Please keep all of our Patriot Ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Great. Today's inspiration is called Thinking Clearly. Our thoughts are powerful things. They can lift us up or drag us down. They have the power to energize us or to deplete us, to inspire us to greater accomplishments or render our goals unreachable. Bishop Fulton Sheen said, "The mind is like a clock that is constantly running down. It needs to be wound up daily with good thoughts. But sometimes even for the most faithful believers, winding up our intellectual clocks is difficult. If negative thoughts have left you worried, exhausted, or both, it's time to readjust your thought patterns. Negative thinking is habit forming, but thankfully so is positive thinking. It's up to you to train your mind to focus on God's power and your possibilities. Both are far greater than you can imagine. Be very careful what thoughts you put into your mind. For good or bad, they will boomerang right back to you." Beatrice Nivens. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. Great. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. For the past several weeks, we've been talking about items in the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and today we're going to be talking about Chapter 1, which is hazards, and we're going to be talking about fire hazards. So we're starting page 4 and 5, so if you have your book, I'll kind of read over those two pages, and then if you have any comments or questions when your name is called, then please feel free to share your knowledge. If a fire breaks out in your home, you may have less than 2 minutes to escape before it's engulfed in flames. How can you be sure you and your family will know what to do? Prepare, prevent, and practice so you are ready for a house fire. So to prepare, make sure you have working smoke detectors. Test your smoke detectors monthly and listen for the alarm. Change the detector batteries on the first day of spring and the first day of fall. Smoke detectors should be placed in every bedroom and outside every sleeping area. There should be smoke detectors on every level of the home, including the basement. Never disable a smoke detector. Only working smoke detectors save lives. Have a home escape plan. Draw a diagram of your house showing doors and windows, seeing samples. Oh, there's a sample escape plan on the page. Determine 2 escape routes out of every room. Contact your local fire department for help in planning for the safe escape of those with disabilities. Identify an outdoor meeting place a safe distance from your home. Make sure everyone knows where it is. Teach everyone to get out and stay out. Leave the house and never re-enter for any reason. Make sure windows are not nailed or painted shut. If you have pets, determine who is responsible for bringing each pet to safety. Call 911 from a neighbor's property. Use their phone if you don't have a cell phone. Teach children to keep shoes and flashlight under the bed. Have them practice putting on their shoes and using their flashlight to get out of the house safely. One of the tips offered is doorknobs can burn if the fire is outside the door. Touch doorknobs with caution. Teach children how to test for heat. I realize we covered several of these items a few months ago, probably in September, I believe. And we had quite a discussion then, but I believe any time of the year is a good refresher for that, especially this time of the year with Christmas coming and decorations and trees and that sort of thing. It suggests a visible address. Be sure your address is marked clearly and is visible from the street so emergency crews can find your house quickly. If you have a gate code, call your non-emergency police number to file your gate code so emergency personnel can get in. Part of preventing. Heating equipment. Never use charcoal or unvented appliances in your home. Clean service chimneys and heating systems annually. Keep combustibles at least 18 inches away from baseboards and portable heaters. Never leave a portable heater unattended, especially around children. Smoking in ash. Never smoke in bed. I think we learned that when we were kids. Extinguish smoking materials in sturdy non-tip ashtrays. Do not throw them into trash cans, shrubbery, or bark dust. Dispose of hot ashes or briquettes away from the house, wood decks, and patios. Keep matches and lighters out of reach of children. Teach children to tell an adult when they find matches or lighters and that those items are not toys. Do not allow children to use matches or lighters to light candles, especially in bedrooms. Consider only lighters with child-resistant features. For cooking, never leave the room when using burners, especially when warming food. Fats and grease are highly flammable. In the case of a grease fire, smother the fire with the lid on the pan, with the lid to the pan, or use an extinguisher. Keep combustibles away from cooking surfaces, even if the heating elements are not in use. Do not store extra pans or combustibles in the oven. Tip, never throw water on a grease fire.